Joining me for lunch here today is the Dean of Nova Scotia Writers, Vernon Oikle, to chat about his new book called Forerunners, Harbingers of Death in Nova Scotia. How's it going there, Vernon?
It's going great. How are you doing?
Oh, good, sir, good. You know, just reading that introduction put the hairs up on the back of my neck.
Good. It's done its job. That's what it's supposed to do.
So tell readers what we can expect from your new book, Vernon.
Well, Ian, people should know that I research and write about ghost stories in Nova Scotia. Mm-hmm. This new book is very similar to the ghost story books, only it has a very specific theme. And, of course, that theme, as the title implies, forerunners. For those people who don't know what a forerunner is, it's basically a premonition, a warning, a foreboding of tragedy that you're going to face in the next 3 days. It usually means that you're going to encounter somebody you know is going to die. And, you know, it's a sad sort of warning, but, you know, it's part of Nova Scotia folklore and superstitions. They've been around for many generations. So it's a topic that's always fascinated me. And I had enough material, I thought, you know, this could be a book all on its own. And thankfully, the publisher said, yeah, let's do it. So here we are.
Yeah, man, it's incredible. I read a few of the stories last night, and the one from the Christmas Bell trucker story to the kids' room and the parents and the kids smelling, you know, smoke. And this was from a fellow who passed away, and he went and revisited his house before he died. Like, just repeating that, I got goosebumps.
Well, and you know, people will say, I don't believe in that stuff, but I always say, well, read the book with an open mind and realize that, you know, you don't have to always believe these things, but, you know, remember that other people have experienced things that we don't have maybe experienced. You know, try to understand that for these people, these experiences are real. You know, they've talked about it and shared their stories, and I just find it fascinating. And besides that, even though the topic is kind of creepy, I find the whole topic fun. So,
yeah. No, and do you have a favorite story in the book there, Vernon?
I like them all, Ian. I do like the story of the elderly lady who saw her son before he, the fisherman, death. You know, all of these stories revolve around death. But in a way, they're also inspirational because it's kind of enlightening in that, you know, it makes you think, well, maybe there's more to life than, you know, to this universe than we know. And you don't have to understand it or, as I said, maybe even believe it. But when you think about it, it's a bit of a relief to know that, well, maybe there is more out there than we're willing to accept.
How'd you come up with the stories anyway, Vernon?
Well, people, you know, when I put the word out that I'm researching the book, people will reach out. They'll email me, reach me through Facebook or their call, or even by doing ghost story events, people will say, well, you know, I've had an experience, I'll tell you about it. Mm-hmm. People will come forward and offer to tell of their experiences. So there's no shortage of people out there who want to share their experiences.
Wow. So you have some book signings coming up this weekend in Halifax. So where can we find you?
I'm going to be at Bayers Lake Chapters on Saturday morning from 10 to 11:30. And then in the afternoon, I'll be at Indigo Bedford, the Bedford Mall, from 1 to 3.
Awesome. Vernon, and where can the folks find the book?
Online and in stores, on Amazon, and all the bookstores, the local bookstores have it. And obviously check in at the publisher, McIntyre Purcell Publishing. Be happy to send you one out.
Hey, well, congratulations on book number 34 here, Vernon, and all the best, okay?
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate chatting with you.
There's Vernon Oikle. He's author of Forerunners, Harbingers of Death in Nova Scotia, in stores and online now.